This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more measures making their way through the upper chamber. Another measure that relates to tort reform came before Missouri senators on Monday afternoon. Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan sponsors Senate Bill 66. His proposal seeks to make changes to some of the laws relating to workers' compensation, specifically in regard to maximum medical improvement, or MMI.
Temporary total disability and temporary partial disability payments will stop being paid once the claimant has reached that MMI and returned to work.
During discussion, Senator Scott Stinson of Afton said he has concerns with the bill as written.
We'd all like to think that there's no world in which company physicians simply decide people who have reached maximum medical improvement the minute they come home from the ER. There's nothing to guard against it.
Missouri senators gave Senate Bill 66 first-round approval on Monday evening. On Thursday morning, Missouri senators voted 25-8 to send the proposal to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration. Part of Tuesday afternoon is spent talking about what to do with certain criminals who commit felonies in our state. Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville sponsors Senate Bill 34, legislation that would create the crime of illegal reentry. He tells his colleagues one change has been made to what was introduced last year.
Felony was in there last year. We lowered the penalty. Last year, I think it was a different class, and last year we lowered to C, and I left it the same. I didn't want to go through that again.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds she believes more legislation is growing out of fear.
With the president's new executive order, the change from the old executive order a little bit, but to disallow people from countries that are Muslim to come into this country because of the fear that we are perpetuating.
By a 27-6 vote Thursday morning, Senate Bill 34 now goes to the Missouri House of Representatives. Wednesday afternoon saw a start of talk about a move to let a new industry into Missouri. Senator Bob Ondra of Lake St. Louis handles House Bill 130 in the upper chamber. The measure would create regulations relating to transportation network companies.
Connect drivers with riders through a digital network. These companies have the potential of creating thousands of new jobs, some estimate as many as 10,000 new jobs in the state of Missouri.
During dialogue, Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City mentioned he is not impressed with the way some of these companies operate.
If any other person was actively trying to deceive law enforcement to operate outside of the law, I believe the penalty is a misdemeanor and time in prison possibly and a fine.
House Bill 130 has been set aside for a future debate. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.